It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan.
And me, Byron.
Every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m. Where we'll have music to uplift your spirit.
Fellowship to revive your soul.
And an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your kasi, your stasi.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Love is stronger right there. That is Jason Crabb and Love is Stronger. You tuned into Poort FM, your kasi, your stasi. And this is the gospel, you know, and we always say like the award-winning show, it's not boasting, it's boasting in the Lord. And this is where you get revived and you get inspired and motivated. Well, we've come to the segment of the show whereby it's our testimony hour. And as you all know, earlier on we had Pastor Danny and his wife in studio as well. And today we also braced with the presence of senior pastors of Victory Outreach Pretoria Worldwide Movement, Pastor Louis and Sister Felicia. Welcome.
All right, it's good to be with you guys. I'll let ladies first, so go ahead and share a little bit. My wife, Felicia.
Well, good morning to all our listeners, and it's good to be here at Poort FM this morning. It's a blessing on this beautiful Sunday, as well as we know it's Valentine's Day. So it's a blessing and a privilege to be with you guys this morning.
Yeah, so, yeah, we've been here in the city about 10 years, Victory Outreach, and we love this city very much. And, of course, right here at Poort FM, and we're excited about what God is doing here in your station. And we love the area of Estrus very much. Mm-hmm. I originally come from the States, obviously, as you can hear my accent, probably.
Yes.
But yeah. I've been here 10 years, and for a good 4 or 5 years, I lived here in Estrus, so I know the streets very well.
Yes.
I think for the first 3 years that I moved here, I was walking everywhere to start the ministry. So I know this place like the back of my hand. Yeah. But we love the whole city of Pretoria as well. But it's good to be with you, Byron, and also Jonathan, and this great station that you guys have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you so much on behalf of management also, just for accepting, you know, our invitation. And as I said, that this is the testimony hour. This is a time whereby we dedicated in terms of for us to profess our faith and for us to mm-hmm. profess, you know, in terms of God's goodness by way of our testimony. And by way of what God has done for us in our lives. Mm-hmm. Now, I know, and congratulations on 10 years. It seems that I saw a post that you did, Pastor, the other day, and you looked like, I'm not saying, you know, that you're looking old now. But what I'm saying is that you were still a young man coming in here.
South Africa made me old.
So what I would like to find out from you, as you said, you're from the States, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the ministry brought you, but what brought you to, you know, South Africa?
Well, I mean, like I said, we've been here 10 years, so there is a good amount of people that may know Victory Outreach. But just briefly, Victory Outreach obviously is an international ministry. We have 300 churches around the world, and our vision is to reach the whole world. So when the need arised here in South Africa, there was a pastor from Cape Town, actually a local South African pastor that really wanted to help the country of South Africa when it came to addiction and it came to drugs, alcohol, unfortunately, things of that nature. So long story short, he went to the States and he came across Victory Outreach in America. And you know what? From that point on, from 2006, there was a challenge for different missionaries and leadership from the States to come and help start the ministry in South Africa. And I was fortunate in 2010, latter part of 2010, to be challenged to come to South Africa, actually for a short season.
Yes.
And of course it ended up becoming over 10 years.
Oh.
And but we're blessed. We have a great ministry now, reaching a lot of mm-hmm. people, and basically reaching people with the gospel, number one, the word of God. But through the word of God, we're able to see Many drug addicts, gang members, even prostitutes, even just broken families, mm-hmm. because, you know, a brokenness has no limitations. It doesn't mean just drugs. A lot of people are broken, and backgrounds we come from, I come from, even my wife, which is South African, by the way. Mm-hmm. We'll get there, I'm sure. Yes. So I can't get more committed than that to the country.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know, I love this country. I love this city, Pretoria. And so that's pretty much how we ended up here in the country.
Oh, nice. That is great stuff. That is like, you know, the love of God, the love of, you know, spreading the word of God.
Yes.
So, you know, the good news yes. out there. And yeah. then Sister Felicia, just getting to you. Now, speaking of the ministry came. What actually drew you to the ministry?
When I came to Victory Outreach, I was still, I think I just graduated high school. But, you know, I always grew up in church. I grew up Catholic. So I was known to church. But when the ministry just came to Pretoria, well, to South Africa, Pretoria specifically, they were doing evangelism and outreaches and specifically for the target and the mission that our church has been called to. And because of that mission, reaching drug addicts and, you know, broken families, my uncle actually received a flyer and he was on addiction at that time. And he went into our very first recovery home, our men's yes. recovery home. And he went into the recovery home, obviously, to get worked with. And like our mission says, we don't just reach the drug addict, but also their families.
Yes.
So because as a visitor and a family, you know, supporting him, I would go to church and be there. And as I attended, God touched my life. So, you know, and since then, I've just been, God has done a work in my life and I've been committed and he's, you know, I've answered the call upon my life in this ministry. So,
Excellent. That is, you know, that is so awesome to hear. Well, everybody, you tuned in. We'd request you to engage with us on 064-119-6079. And that is just to send us your comment. If you have any questions, any comments as such, I know many of you have tuned in. And this is Sport FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Well, that is Bianca, real love right there. And you tuned in to Port FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. And we do have a powerful couple in ministry right here, you know, who's offering so much up for the community. As we spoke earlier on, you know, with regards to Victory Outreach, one of the unique factors is the recovery home. And I know, Pastor and Sister Felicia, also that you do really have a love for the recovery home.
Yes.
So just a bit more, what is it about? Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, again, you know, it started in the States, our recovery homes. It actually didn't start as quote-unquote a recovery home. It just started by our founder, Pastor Sonny, and Sister Julie, having a heart to help those on the streets, drugs, alcohol. And really, he just brought him into his flat, and he wasn't well off. I don't think he really had a plan. It was pretty much just a heart to help people. And from there, you know, it obviously grew to more of a house, a recovery home, mm-hmm. where we're able to give men and women a spiritual foundation to be able to help them, because it's not a drug problem. It's a sin problem.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of people may continue to go in circles, because they don't have power over sin. That's the key is they need the Holy Spirit. They need the Lord. They need spiritual foundation, because unfortunately in South Africa, man, drugs are everywhere. It's just so easy to get. Yes. unfortunately. You know, I don't know one family that doesn't have somebody struggling, you know, and that's not a good thing. But at the end of the day, that tells me that there's too many options to get it. And so you got to have the power to be able to say no, to be able to go the different way, to not give into temptation. So what we try to do, our goal is to build that foundation spiritually and give them principles to be able to, which is prayer, of course, reading the Word of God, things that most Christians know. But unfortunately, a lot of our, especially our younger generation, they don't get to the point where they have conviction about it. They may go to church. They may know, you know, certain songs, or may have grew up in church, like my wife said, you know, grew up in church, but never really had a spiritual foundation. And so ours is 9 months. It's free, absolutely free, which is ridiculous. And it's not free for us.
Yes.
It's free for the people. And we've been doing it for 10 years now. It's 9 months to a year free. And we also have afterwards here in Pretoria, we have also after care, you can say, where we help them find jobs. Yes. We help them go to back to school, get their matric if they haven't got their matric, you know, work on some certifications, some type of traits or something that's going to help them get back into society.
Yes, yes.
And then, of course, the church is there. We have the church for them to find a place, a purpose in the Lord, have a church they can attend, and continue the journey. Because once again, it's not a drug problem. It's a sin problem. It's not a go to a program and get better. But it's a life decision. It's a life decision. So the church is there to be there as a support system for them for the rest of their life, so they could continue to go forward, get married, have kids, be blessed, or just have a purpose. You know, that's been my heart for this country and this city, and we've done very well. In fact, today we have somebody preaching in my church while I'm here.
Yes,
that was a graduate of the home, and he went actually on Valentine's Day. I think 8 or 9 years ago or so, he went to the home in Cape Town.
Yes,
and got delivered of drug addiction, came back, got married, you know, with his children, and today he's preaching at our church.
Yeah.
So look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
That's just one testimony of many. So that's what the home's about. So if you want more information, you can also look us up in Victory Outreach Pretoria, our website, or you could even get a hold of us through Facebook right now. Obviously, is the lockdown way.
Facebook. Yes, yes.
So Victory Outreach Pretoria Facebook page. You can send us a message as well, and we'll be able to help you best we can. At times, there's a space issue.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's packed out, but we will definitely meet your need as very best we can.
Yes, sure. Excellent. So everybody do take a note of that. You know, look them up, Victory Outreach Pretoria, the website, and also on Facebook, and they're surely to get back to you. And also the recovery home, Sister Felicia, is not only for men, because sometimes we think that it's just, you know, for men. I'm a product of the homes myself, specifically sitting here, and I'm a testimony of what God has done in my life and how I can see, you know, how he moves. But sometimes, you know, I can remember the time when I was, you know, getting into the home and stuff like that, and I saw, like, the woman, and I was like, oh, is this, like, a woman or something like that? Is it, like, you know?
Yes, there's definitely for women as well. We've got our men's home, and then we've got our women's recovery home, and it's a blessing because in our mission statement, we say that in the Lord, it's a place where you find dignity, belonging, and destiny.
Yeah.
So many women, you know, they come from heavy backgrounds, and I do to say sometimes the women have it heavier than what the men do, you know, their backgrounds, like they abuse, all kinds of things. But in the Lord, they find dignity, you know, they find their belonging and their destiny. That it's not just about being saved from your situation or being restored or even recovered from just drug addiction or alcoholism, but you've got a purpose and you've got a destiny, you know, that it doesn't just end, but it might just be the beginning. You know, your recovery might just be your beginning, but there's a destiny for you. So even for the women, and I mean, that brings a sense of even bringing back their family or restoration with their family or even their kids, because many of them have children or even some of them are wives, most of them not. But it brings a sense of, you know, family restoration back, and God can do it for them, for the women too. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you talk about drugs, and you can't help but, unfortunately, be connected to abuse. So sure, you talk about another issue in the country is gender-based violence. So that just goes hand in hand, drugs and gender-based violence. So most of the ladies, if not all of them, have experienced that with the drug addiction. So it's we're grateful that we have a women's home. Not every church has a women's home, and but we're fortunate to have a beautiful campus that God has given us. And started off with just men, but we're able to build a few more houses on our campus. And one of them we dedicated just for the ladies.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we currently have about five girls there with us now. And so, yeah, it's men, women, rich, poor, you know what, any color, any race. In fact, if I travel the world, unfortunately, it's an attack on our world, drug addiction. So we're doing our part to really help that need. And we thank God for that privilege.
Yes, yes. Wow, that's so awesome. So everybody, you know, do engage us. Send us the WhatsApp to 064-119-6071. You know, let us know. Send us a scripture. You know, if you a graduate of the home, send us, you know, the home works.
Yeah.
And that is it. And, you know, the scripture comes to mind. Those that are in Christ are new creations.
Yes.
The old has gone and the new has come with what you spoke about,
100%.
Pastor, in saying that
you
not only do that part, because you know, make the awareness of the sin problem, but also now what you're doing is you're equipping them for the future.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
so
many,
important.
many is just like, okay, after, you know, I went through the process. What now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have matric, I don't have this and this and this.
Realities.
So, yeah, and it goes on to, you know, you being married.
Yes.
You know, you having kids, you starting life, you being a productive citizen of our country
100%.
And our community.
100%.
You know, just love that.
Yeah.
So, you tuned into Poort FM, This is the Gospel, and I've just got a special message here for you guys. It's a surprise.
Okay.
Poort FM.
Good morning, Poort FM, Sister Felicia and Pastor Louis. Hi, I am Sister Charmental. What an awesome, awesome, awesome privilege to acknowledge my pastors on this platform. I work very closely with them and get to see them not only as our leaders or our pastors, but also as regular people. You know, people that also experience fun. They also experience sadness. They also experience circumstances that's without their control. Recently, Victory Outreach celebrated 10 years of ministry in Pretoria. Can you believe it? 10 years in Pretoria. And I can honestly say I'm so glad that I have been part of Victory Outreach for the last four. The one thing that stands out is the humility when faced with a challenge and to always be in a student posture. For them, you never reach a point where you have learned enough. And discipleship has always been key to them. And what I like is that they make it feel so attractive. They make you want to be part of this. Once again, thank you so much, Sister Felicia and Pastor Louis, for what you are teaching us. I love you so much. Thank you and God bless.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We love the Pringle family.
Yeah, we love Romeo and Shemento. Wonderful family God has brought us a few years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Now they're helping us. They're helping us in many ways.
So, wow. Wow.
A huge
wow.
blessing. Yeah.
Wow. That's, you know, that's so amazing because when I received this as well, you know, what stood out for me is that you guys are modeling and that you make Christianity attractive and you're always there for the people,
yes,
which
yeah.
is a rare quality, you
sure.
know, if we can truly say so.
Yeah.
And that God has brought you together,
yes.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke off air earlier on, Pastor, as well, and, you know, we mentioned about, you know, the promo video you did and stuff like that. First of all, in love with God.
Yes.
And then he will give you that partner.
100%.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I can elaborate more on that. You know, definitely it's important to, you know what? The Bible says that God is love, right? God is love.
Mm.
He doesn't have love or he doesn't give love. He is love. So he's the definition of love. He's. Without God, you can't even really love. And that's a heavy statement to make because a lot of people that maybe don't know the Lord or don't know Christianity have not received the gospel, have not given their lives to Jesus Christ. They may love their wife or they may love their kids, but you can't actually really know love until you have a relationship with God because his love is obviously perfect. So even if you have a love for your child or your kids or your wife and you're not saved or you don't know the Lord, it's limited. It's very limited. There's limitations. But when you look at the love of Christ, it's perfect. So if you can't really love anybody until you love the Lord. And that's the most important first thing you need to do when it comes to a relationship. Today's Valentine's Day, right? Yes. Come on now.
Yes.
Some of us are single and waiting. Come on now. Hello.
Hello. Hello, somebody.
Amen. I have a saying for them, though. Is it's better to wait long than marry wrong.
Yes, I remember that one, yeah.
I unfortunately have experienced these things with counseling people and helping people is when they, you know, we trust God for always a good marriage in everyone's life. But, of course, some do make mistakes and they maybe marry the wrong person. And it's better to wait long. It's better to be patient and not perfect, of course. Again, Jesus is perfect. We're never going to be perfect. But we should be progressing and we should continue to have that foundation before we get into a relationship. And that's something that I preach, my wife as well. We try to teach our young ladies. We have, you know, every year we have Passion for Purity, you know, where we ask the young men and our young ladies, and we have Pure Courage. We ask the young men to stay pure before they enter until they get married, you know, because these are keys to your foundation and falling in love with Jesus Christ. That has to be the main thing that you do before you get into a relationship, because I'm going to tell you why. For there's many reasons, but I just want to elaborate. One is that your partner could never fill the void that Jesus can. So sometimes when you're in a relationship and you don't have a relationship with God, a strong one, or vice, whoever one of them doesn't, then what's going to happen is you're going to try to make that person fill the void that only Jesus Christ can fill, and you're going to get let down constantly. Yeah. Get let down. This is where we get broken hearts. This is where we get breakups or separation or even which that D word that the devil hates or God hates, I'm sorry, divorce, you know, and unfortunately because you're trying to have your partner fill a void that only Jesus Christ can fill. And that's the challenge with people is that they're trying to fill it with a person instead of filling it with God. I love my wife with all my heart. She's my partner. I feel so blessed to have her in my life. You know, I was single for a long time before I jumped into this chapter of marriage. And but I will say this is that I love Jesus more. I love Jesus more than I love my wife. Because here's the reality, and I always share this with singles and even married couples out there even can hear me today on Valentine's Day, is that you may be married here on earth, but when we pass on many years from now, we pray is that you will stand before God alone. You actually won't stand before God with your partner. You're gonna stand before God alone. So you have a responsibility to love God. In fact, the Bible says that Jesus, God is a jealous God, you know, so he wants to be first. But here's the beauty is that when you have that relationship with God and your partner does as well, then they're going to be filled with that void that you don't have to constantly fill for them. You know, again, I love my wife. She does obviously fill many voids in my life, but when it comes to God, only God can fill that void. And if you look, it's like God is the you know, like when you're a child and you're putting puzzles together or you're putting blocks or whatever together, there's a certain fit. And yes. If you try to fit it with the relationship and you try to fit it with maybe, unfortunately, other things, which it's a hot, we won't go into certain topics because we can keep going.
Yes.
But, you know, these premarital things that we sometimes the world allows us to do. It's never going to fit, and you're going to get frustrated at some point, and then eventually it won't work. But if you fill that void with Jesus Christ first,
yes,
you know, first, and then when you get your partner, when you get married, you're going to be able to have that foundation in Jesus' name that's going to last forever. And that's the key, and that's something I want to encourage everyone to do out there. So praise God. Amen. My wife also has a lot of knowledge with this. She works with the young girls, so
yeah.
You want to share?
I truly believe in trusting in the will of God for your life and you know, for your future, and even for your future, your husband or even your wife, and not leaning on your own understanding. because I think in society, young people, even young girls, they believe that they have to make it happen for themselves. They have to put themselves out there. They have to live in the standard of the society or, you know, the standard of the world. And, you know, but that really just attracts hurt. It attracts disappointments and even sometimes depression. Because sad enough, young girls, that's what they fall to, you know. But the love of God fills, like my husband says, it fills all those voids. And it really completes you. And I always said before I even knew, like, who my husband was going to be or who I was going to marry, that my heart was so rooted in God that he had to have been rooted. He had to be so close to God that was the only way he was going to find my heart.
Sure.
Because my heart was in the Lord, you know. So trusting in the will of God is very important for me. And I believe that that's where you get your fulfillment. And even knowing that, you know, how God even put us together. It's crazy, you know, an American and a South African. And it must have been God. And he always says that too. And even on our wedding day, he said it, that our marriage isn't just founded on love. Yes, we love each other. But the number one thing is it's God's will for our life.
Yeah.
You know, it's destined. We're destined. We've got something to do for God together.
That's
awesome. It's not just because we love each other and we were attracted to one another, which of course is true, but there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger purpose for why we got married.
I really love that mentality, because it's like everything is for the Lord. The Bible says that everything that gives breath, give him praise, you know, give praise to the Lord. And wouldn't the second most important decision you make in your life be something that should give God glory?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first decision, of course, is accepting Christ. But your second most is who you're going to marry. That's the second most important decision you'll ever make in your life. And if that is the case, then it should be something that gives God glory.
Yes.
And a lot of times, unfortunately, I think people come into relationship and it's for them. It's what I want and what I desire, which is okay also. But the first thing, or the second thing, depending how you look at it, first thing is Christ. Second thing, your partner, should be something that's God's will and that gives God glory.
Yes.
And that was something important to me when I was obviously praying about a marriage. I was single for many years. I mean, I've been saved now 23 years, and I got married. We've been married going on our second year now. So 21 years, I was single. I was stayed pure before the Lord. I didn't fall into sexual sin. I gave my life totally to God. And my wife as well, you know, and before we got married. And at the same time, we gave our life dedicated to the ministry. I separated myself right out of high school, gave myself to the full-time ministry and traveled the world and preached the gospel and did all these things as a young man. And I became a pastor when I was 25 years old, you know. And now it's been, you know, almost 12 years as a pastor. My point is that I don't regret it, man. Giving my life totally to the Lord. Talk about love on Valentine's Day. Well, I love Jesus, man. He's my best friend.
Yes.
And that, because I love Jesus, God gives me somebody that loves Jesus also. And then now our love for Jesus actually gets even better. Because now now it's two people doing something for the Lord. And you can do more, the Bible says. It does say two is better than one. So praise God for that. Amen. So that's something we believe in. Yeah.
Yes. And you know what I love about it is that you know, both of you aren't ashamed to say, listen, God first.
Yes.
You know, I'm in love with God, and then from there, trusting God in everything, and also like through our faith, which is driven by love as well. And if you are out there listening, these are wise words. This is stuff that actually works.
Yes.
You know, this is the good news. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do right now is just listen to another clip.
Hi, family. My name is Nolo from Victory Outreach Pretoria. Just want to take the short time to really testify about living with my pastor. I'm not only doing ministry with them, but I'm living with them. Yes, you heard me, family. I'm living with them. And what really stood out for me is their hard work and dedication to the city of Pretoria. But not only that, they are helping other ministers outside the country, such as Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, the Philippines, and India, to really, really see those ministries outside the country to be established. And I see they are dedicating their time and their energy and effort But what really stood out for me is the dedication, the drive, and the passion that they have in what they do. God bless you, family.
Hmm. Oh, come on, Nolo.
On
come
fire.
On, Nolo. On fire. I love it. It's just not just doing ministry or staying with you, but doing life,
doing life.
With you. It still gets better.
Yes.
It still gets better.
Okay.
Hi, I just want to take this moment to acknowledge two powerful people in my life, my pastor and my pastor's wife, Sister Felicia, and Pastor Louis. You know, ever since I got saved, you know, like they walked the journey with me. They're like hands on, and everything that they say, you know, they model. And they even model more than like what they say. Like you just see, like for example, the love of Christ. Like they don't have to say it, but then you can just see with their actions and what they do. Like I have a privilege of living with them here in the gang home, and you would see like how much love and care that they put into each and every one of us, you know, as a group, and also as an individual, you know. And they come and, you know, they plan birthday celebrations, you know, but meaningful ones and meaningful moments. And they just like, you know, finding out your life and everything in it. So I love them. I appreciate them. And there is absolutely no words to describe how much, like, I'm so grateful to have them in my life. Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Too beautiful.
Amen. To me, yes. A great appreciation, a great love for you guys, and you know, thank you so much yet again. You
what's
know?
Powerful is that both of them were in the home about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the home already, but they were in the home, and you know, they're from Mamelodi. Actually, she's from Eastland. He's from Mamelodi, and you know, they were on drugs. They were broken, and 3 years later, they even went to our UTC, which is a whole another area that we send our young people to. And they've been doing so well. Now they live with us, you know. Like I talked about, after the home, we try to help them find jobs and help them get their lives practically in order. Obviously spiritual first, and then the practical also is very important as well. So they're starting to get work, and they're starting to get their lives together and get cars, and you know, and start to become successful practically as well. So I'm very proud of them.
Yes.
And we love them very much. Shout out, Nolo, to me. Thank you for that testimony. It really blesses us.
Yeah, they have given themselves to the Lord, and they also commit themselves to what we call the God's Anointed Now Generation. It's what other churches would call the youth ministry, but we call it the God's Anointed Now Generation, also the third wave. So we are also excited to see them work younger. They reach young adults, student ministries, as well as high schoolers.
Yes.
So, yeah, we love them very much.
Yeah, and then like you said, we also have the privilege to help in other countries right now, too. So we really believe in this, to see the young people, young adults, students, and any age, but especially the that age group, to really get on their feet, because you know, the devil's a liar, man. He's been really killing our young people, and we want to do our part to really help them. So praise God for that, and amen. So that's good to hear from them.
Yeah, great stuff. Thank you guys so much, you know, for sending those voice notes through. And also, yeah, this is the true modeling, and this is whereby we see that how God really moves, and how God is faithful, and his love is there forever, and it's consistent. And no matter what situation you might find yourself in, here are testimonies. You know, the Word of God says, how do you overcome the devil in Revelations? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And the testimony actually makes it tangible. And with everybody then being in a new creation in Christ, being able to put love into action by way of what they did. Well, you tuned into Poort FM. This is the gospel. And let's go pay some bills.
It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived. Good evening. Your Kasi, your Stasi. Well, you tuned in to Poort FM, Your Kasi, Your Stasi, and this is the award-winning show, The Gospel. And just listen to this.
Hey, Pastor Louis and Sister Felicia. I just want to say how much we appreciate you and how much we love you. You know, spending all this time with you, with you guys, and showing us what it is to really love people, man. It's just so great. You know, I'm just here to honor you as a young man. Who's totally grateful. So I want to say thank you very much for all your hard work. Please don't stop doing what you're doing. And I pray God will continue to bless you. All right, bye.
There we go. And then also I got a message here, Pastor Dani. Thank you so much for tuning in, you and Pastor Jackie. You know, you were in studio and you blessed us, and the atmosphere was just said we're experiencing the love of Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Like
Amen.
Here, you know, on the show. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And please, you do still have some time just to send in another message. 064-119-6071.
Yes.
Pastor Louis.
Yes. No, I mean, obviously, it's a privilege to be with you guys today. I want to thank you guys,
yes.
Poort FM, and also Byron and Jonathan and all the team here. But I just want to just say this before we go is, you know, there's a word that you can't help but talk about on Valentine's Day, and it's agape, which is the love of God. You know, it's perfect. Like I said earlier, this in the beginning of this program, is God's love is perfect. It's perfect. So you heard our testimony of love, and you say, man, you know what, I'm trusting God for a relationship or for a marriage one day. Well, you know what, if God can do it for me, waiting for so long, and if God can do it for my wife, bringing somebody from 10,000 miles away,
sure.
Then surely God can do it for anybody if you just put God first.
Yes.
I have a saying I like after years of pastoring, is a lot of people, they come to me and they say, Pastor, I want to be happy. I need a relationship, things like that. And then I would say, I come to the realization when they ask that, I ask them a question. I says, are you making God happy? Because if you make God happy, God will make you happy. In other words, if you go after God, God will give you the desires of your heart, as the Bible declares to us.
Mm.
At the same time, maybe you're out there and you have a drug addict son or a daughter that's on drugs or hurting with addiction, or even just broken, or maybe yourself. Maybe you're a mom like myself who was raised with a mom that was a drug addict, and maybe you're a parent. Maybe you're lost in the world. You know, through our testimony and through many testimonies, I hope that you can know that God is able to turn your situation around, and that really is something that I know God can do. There's nothing impossible, as the Bible says. What is impossible for man is possible with God. And the Bible says, all you have to do is come to me and I will give you rest. And he said, that's what he tells us. He tells us to come to me and I will give you rest. So I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how bad things have got. Even if you are in our home, come on, and you fell.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. I know there's some that might be listening that say, man, I want to get back to the home. Or maybe I went back to the drugs. And because it does happen to some that they eventually could go back. But at the same time, God is a God of another chance. He's a God of 10 chances. And he's here to forgive you because he has agape love for his children.
Yes.
And on Valentine's Day, I want you to know that God loves you, that we're praying for you even as Victory Outreach. And also, we're also trusting the Lord for a turnaround in your life. And I love you guys so much. And I love all that is listening. And we pray for you. And we pray that God will turn your situation around. God bless you.
Ah, great stuff. Sister Felicia, in closing.
Amen. It was a blessing again to be here this morning. And we know that we're celebrating Valentine's Day. But above all of that, I also just want to give an encouraging word to whoever's listening, to know that You know, God's hand is not too short to reach you and to touch your life or whatever you're believing for, whatever mountain you might be facing. The Bible says if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, he can move mountains. So I pray that you were touched by the love of God above flowers, above chocolates, yeah, above any romantic dinner, that the love of God will touch you and your family. We believing for you, and we're praying for all of you. And again, have a blessed Sunday.
Oh, amen, amen. And then just on behalf of the gospel, we've got a small Valentine's Day gift for the couple.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, and as well as Port FM, you know, just happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Thank you. Thank you yet again for just accepting the invitation. Hope to see you guys very soon.
Yes, anytime.
As well, you know, on the show. And Pastor, if you'd like, you know, if you could just pray for
us. Sure, yeah, no problem.
And then, yeah.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, God, for everyone that's listening or may listen later. We pray, God, that you would just minister to them, God. As we mentioned earlier, maybe there's somebody that's trusting you for a relationship, trusting you for marriage, trusting you to pick the right person. Maybe they've been through some divorces, or maybe they've had some bad relationships. But I pray, Lord, that they would understand, God, that, Lord, that it is falling in love with you first that will bring the right person, oh God. And I pray that, Lord, that you give them strength as they wait, Lord, that they would not grow impatient. And also I pray for those that may struggle with addiction. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, I pray that you would just deliver them even as they stand and hear this prayer. In the name of Jesus, you delivered me 23 years ago. And from that point on, I've seen you deliver literally thousands of people around the world, oh God. So God, I know you're able to do it. So I pray that you would set people free this morning, oh God. And we also pray, God, for those that maybe have somebody that's on drugs or in alcohol or even just broken. We pray that, Lord, that you'd give them strength. Any parent that is trusting you for their child or for their loved one, we trust you. We release, Lord, them unto you, oh God, here this morning, oh God. And we just thank you for this Valentine's Day, this Sunday church day, Lord, a day of love. Yes, it may be a commercial love when it comes to Valentine's, but Lord, we accept your love, that agape love today, oh God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You love me too much.
It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your kasi, your stasi.
Falling in love with Jesus, you are tuned into
Good FM.
Your kasi, your stasi. Well, going forward, we just want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Pastor Danny, yet again, and Pastor Jackie, you know, for an awesome time. You could really feel the presence of God. You could feel the love of God right there. Thank you so much, man of God. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you, Pastor Louis and Sister Felicia as well, for coming in right now in the testimony hour. And hey, if you do have a son or a daughter or a family member, you know, that has that problem, you know, of drug addiction, as Pastor Louis said, it's not an addiction problem, it's a sin problem. And you please do get hold of Victory Outreach. You can look them up on their Facebook page or on their website. Well, we're celebrating Valentine's Day, and I'm so super excited right now for what's happening. We having our new presenter coming up, Vele. Welcome, sir.
Hello, yes. Hello. Yes, sir. It's great to be here. How are you?
Yes, yes, yes. And I see that you're doing the crossover right here.
Yeah, the crossover, yeah. Man, from 10 until 12 every Sunday.
10 until 12 every Sunday. Please do tune in. That's what's coming up next. And what we have right now, you tuned in to Port FM, your kasi, your stasi, and we have Kunjalo, hey, Mark, a ver. God bless you.
It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired,
motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your kasi, your stasi.